Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of One Guy Real Questions. Today we're going to be talking about Ari Shaffir and his little tweet about Kobe Bryant's death. We are going to be talking about the virus and many other things today. Today we're going to start off with a sponsorship by the one and only BeautyBeyond.co. Our own Nelson Rosario has made a beautiful website where he sells necklaces, bracelets, rings, and such. Very nice. I'm reading this right now. Palm pillow iPhone case, some fuzzy case to put on your iPhone, only $15. I mean, like, come on. It doesn't get better than that. Sure, it's made in China, but that shit's legit. So what if majority of them are dying right now? It's okay. But to get into the topic of the day, we're going to be talking about the one and only Ari Shaffir. If you don't know what he did, he made a tweet saying, I'm going to read the tweet, all right? Word for word. You ready? Kobe Bryant died 23 years ago. Kobe Bryant died 23 years too late today. He got away with rape because all the Hollywood liberals who attack comedy enjoy rooting for the Lakers more than they dislike rape. Big ups to the hero who forgot to gas up his chopper. I hate the Lakers. What a great day. Hashtag fuck the Lakers. He posted that January 26th. Okay, that's pretty much fucked up. Way too soon. And I'm so happy he's getting all these repercussions for it. Talent agency drops Ari Shaffir in light of Kobe Bryant remarks. I mean, like, okay, yeah. I don't know why everything I'm reading, it says, like, talent agency dropped Jewish comedian. Okay, I understand he's Jewish. Why do you have to bring it up, though? Come on. While Los Angeles was busy honoring and mourning the loss of Laker legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Shaffir took the opportunity to insult Bryant's legacy in his dark comedy. So I did a little snooping, of course, like I do, so you guys can figure things out before, you know, you have to do it on your own. His last thing he posted on his Instagram 2 days ago. All right. This is his defense, by the way, because he got dropped by talent agencies. His little comedy thing got closed down because people were, like, pretty much, I wouldn't say rioting, people were not wanting him there. This was his defense 2 days ago with 35,000 likes, and he disabled the comments. He said, and I quote, "Every time a beloved celebrity dies, I post some horrible shit about them. I've been doing it for years now. I like destroying gods. And right when a famous person dies, they're at their most worshipped. So as a response to all the outpouring of sympathy on social media, I post something vile. It's just a joke. I don't really hate any of the people. Some of them I never even heard of, and I have to look them up after I see all the RIP posts. Some of them I actually really admire, and I'm bummed they've passed. It doesn't stop me from trying as quickly as I can to write some terrible shit about them. But they are all jokes, and I would never tag anyone in them. That's at all associated with the person. I'm not looking to hurt anybody mourning a loved one, just looking to post some inappropriate jokes for my fans. They've come to expect it from me." So his whole motherfucking excuse on making a joke about a legend dying with his 13-year-old daughter and, was it 8, 9 other people, is that his fans expect it. I don't know if it's just me, but this is kind of fucked. By kind of, I mean it's really fucked up, and I hope he doesn't get to have these little comedy things. I hope he doesn't get another Netflix special. I hope for his downfall. I liked him a wee bit before these allegations, because of the whole he drugged his friend Bert Kreischer, another comedian I like. He drugged him at his home while his kids were there without him knowing. So that was another thing that he kind of like fucked up doing. It's like he's just digging himself a deeper hole the longer he is being a comedian. It's not funny at all, dude. Like, I want people to know how fucked up you are, knowing that he's never gonna listen to some 19-year-old SUNY Fredonia kids podcast, but still, kind of fucked, dude. So on another note, besides, you know, him ruining his own career for the second time, first time drugging another comedian, kind of fucked. We're going to be talking about the outbreak in China. All right, white people here. Wuhan coronavirus. That is actually outrageous. If someone asked me if I'm worried about the virus, no, because I live in like 40 minutes away from Buffalo. I don't see myself having the flu and, you know, having this happen to me. But there were, I don't know if it's like confirmed or not confirmed, two college students about 4 hours away, like New York, they had the virus. Well, I don't know if it's true or not because, you know, it is the internet. But either at the end of the day, that shit, it was like official and I read it and I got a little nervous. But there's really no one out there that's not nervous about it. Because at the end of the day, you're laying there in bed and you're just thinking like, holy shit, if I cough right now, am I going to die? But it says, let me see how many people have died here. Death poll rises to 170 in China and the number of infected has jumped to nearly 30%. Wait, so you're telling me those millions of motherfuckers that live in China, 30% of them had the motherfucking virus? What the fuck? The one thing that really got me concerned is that there's more cases of this virus than SARS. And SARS, if you don't know what SARS is, in China about 2002-2003, it killed about 774 people in 17 countries. It was another virus that just killed hundreds of people. And the number of confirmed cases with this new virus is 7,700 worldwide by early Thursday, according to Chinese officials. That's just crazy. 170 people dying from flu-like symptoms. Yo, if you got the fucking sniffles, you better go to the fucking doctors. And I don't know if it's to the point now in, like, my community where we should have, like, the, you know, those masks on. Because, what was it? I read earlier that those masks don't even help. Not that they don't even help. What am I saying? I'm saying that you can't, like, get them anymore. Like, they're running out of them. And they're making more and more and more in mass quantities because... If you, like, let's say you're in China and you try to Amazon Prime that shit, it won't come for weeks. They're running out of masks. Let me see here. Oh, my gosh. It's just kind of outrageous. You know, the 195 Americans who were evacuated from Wuhan, who could have the virus, they don't. So that's great. I think this whole thing's just crazy because... Every single week of 2020 so far, something horrible has happened. Like, literally, something horrible has happened every single week. But at least what's good is that, like, we do know some things about it. Like, it is, like, it can be, like, contracted from another person. Like, you're just by someone and they cough, and next thing you know, you're dead. I'm happy that China has closed transportation, you know. Schools have been closed in affected regions. Major attractions, festivals, and movie theaters have been closed down. What kind of upset me is that it was the... Well, I mean, it doesn't upset me. It gets me upset because they have to deal with this. But, like, the Chinese New Year. Like, people are usually out in the streets, you know, having fun, doing this and that. And literally, they showed pictures online, and nobody was in the streets. Like, four people maybe, like, biking to go get something to eat. And it's just crazy. All right, let's see. There's 4,600 cases in China, 7 in Singapore, 5 in Australia, 3 in France, 1 in Germany, 5 in the United States, and 2 in Canada. 1 in Washington, 2 in California, 1 in Arizona, 1 in Illinois. The outbreak be- All right, so this is a little... I guess it's just talking about the outbreak. The outbreak began in a seafood and poultry market in Wuhan, a city of 11 million people in central China. But which animal is the source of the virus? And many people at risk to remain unclear. The virus can spread from person to person, but is not known how. Okay, that's just... I don't understand that by person to person. Like, you just straight up, like... You just talking to someone and their fucking stink-ass breath just gets on you, and next thing you know, you're fucking deceased. Can you really imagine that, though? Imagine, like, you're just working... By the way, I'm going to talk about my buddy Matt real quick. Pothead of the motherfucking year. He told me his girlfriend listened to my podcast and liked that I talk shit about my friend's website, even though it is fan-motherfucking-tastic, beautybeyond.co. Shout out to her. I don't know your name, but I did see a picture of you once, and you look like a coworker of mine, so shout out to you. Thanks for being one of the people that listen to my podcast. One of, like, what was it, 860 viewers. But that's spread out between four podcasts so far, and this would be number 5. Assuming this isn't going to get that much because I don't know. No one cares, but it's okay. It's all right. It's okay. All right, going back to what I was saying, shout out to you. All right, Wuhan, China, the mysterious virus that has killed at least 4 people and sick. When was this, May the 20th? Yo, it's been 2 motherfucking weeks. Update your motherfucking shit, motherfucker. Can you imagine, though, like, you're just working and someone just says, hey, Bob, have a good day, and that, boom, you have a virus. You just have a virus now because Bob fucking told you, or you just told Bob to have a good day. That's just, I don't know who Bob is, but that motherfucker just fucked up your whole life because he wants to sniff and cough on you motherfuckers. Little update. I'm in a politics class now. I switched my major because I hate my life. And I have to read all these articles on Republicans and impeachment and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Really boring shit. And I email my professor. I want to find the email. I'm sorry. I'm going to take the time to pull up this email that I sent my professor, a grown man. Where is it? Did I not send? Okay. I can't find it. Either way, I said some shit like, wait, I bet I can find it. I bet you I could find. Okay, maybe I didn't send him something. Maybe I'm a fucking idiot. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. No, I'm fucking stupid. Well, I thought I sent an email to one of my professors saying how I wanted him to post, like, a slide or some shit on Encores so I can look at it and take more notes because I do not know politics with a shit. I did not pay attention to high school. When I'm telling you my high school experience was pretty much having a woman call the school and pretend to be my mother so she can sign me out so I can go get Taco Bell and fuck around until practice. I really only went to school to go to practice. Hands down, went to high school, graduated just to run track. And now I'm in fucking college. And I'm pretty much doing the same thing. I just have to care about my GPA or they're kicking me off the team. Which is kind of upsetting a little bit, wee bit, but it's okay. All right, let's see this. Republicans move to black impeachment witness driving toward whatever this motherfucker says. So from my understanding from like being in class and, you know, caring. Oh, shit. Okay. Is it live? Oh, my God. It's live right now. I don't care. How long has this shit been going on for? No one cares. You should just, you don't need to have it live because you really just drag that shit out. Just have the, just go live the last day. Just have this, you should have live reports. You don't need to record. You don't need to have it filmed, honestly. I feel like the people who watch it are old, I'm not going to say boomers because I don't even like that word. It's just mean. Older gentlemen and females, and they watch it because they have nothing else to watch. It's really like watching the newspaper in front of their eyes. Senators are questioning the impeachment majors and President Trump's lawyers for about another hour among surprising arguments made Wednesday. I'm not going to read into this because it's simply motherfucking boring. It's so boring. How can someone care? Like, a regular person, like me or you, I don't understand how a regular person can care about anything like that.
I mean, I've heard rumors.
I don't know if it's true or not. I heard from one older individual that if President Trump gets impeached, that he can run for office again and get another 4 years, plus the amount of years that he would miss, which I don't even know when he even became president. That's how much I don't care about politics. I don't know when he became president. And I don't even know when Barack Obama left. Like, I don't. I remember, like, he was there one day, and next thing you know, some orange juice was there, and I was just chilling, you know, on my phone. Making TikToks, you know, Devin James, just look it up. I made a TikTok by the Ari dude about how he's fucked. Yeah, I'm losing track of what I'm trying to say here. Politics is fucking stupid at the end of the day. I don't know why us as a country focuses so much on politics. It just it runs everything. Politics is literally everything in this country. For some reason, it's not about peace, it's not about love, it's about this motherfucker having money to send over to help another country, and he doesn't want to do it because he feels like the person he's sending it to should be investigated, da 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 da. It's just, oh my God, I don't know. Foreigners airlifted from Chinese city at heart of outbreak. I don't know if I already read that or not. But I really wanted to make a podcast because I haven't made one in over 2 weeks. I saw this Ari motherfucker is actually retarded. And it made me, I don't know, it made me want to talk shit. Because if he can do it, why can't I do it? That's what I think. It's what I believe. Okay, Ari Shaffir. I want to look him up on Shaffir. Shaffir. Let's see, Ari Shaffir. Ari Shaffir. Ari. Is there anything going on? Is this dude even like Shaffir? I don't even know if I spelled his name right. I'm really bad at spelling. You can ask my girlfriend. You can ask my friends. I my grammar is dog shit. Like actual fucking dog shit. It's upsetting. Don't really care much, but it is upsetting. Ari Shaffir, no results. That's a motherfucking lie, because when I looked that motherfucker up, he was fucking trending for being a Jewish motherfucking comedian. I'm probably gonna wrap it back up talking shit about him. So Ari Shaffir's a cunt. Outbreak in China, 170 dead. Politics is stupid. Trump's orange. Barack Obama's black. Yo, that first lady though, my school lunch in high school fucking sucked a dick because of you. I want to say right now, Miss Obama. That healthy shit, I understand in America. America. There's so many fat people. You can ask people I work with. You can ask literally anyone. I don't like plus size people. They upset me. I feel like they're just lazy. Just do some sit-ups, bro. Like, go to the gym. Fucking watch Joe Rogan videos. Get fucking pumped up. Go for a walk. I don't care what it is. Just, if you're plus size for any other reason besides being lazy, like if it's a medical thing, I understand. You know, it's medical, whatever. If you're born like it, yeah, it's going to be a little harder, but that doesn't mean you can't work to be the best you want to be. And if you're okay with being it, then fuck me, all right? Fuck me right in the ass. I'm an ass, okay? All right, Shaffir. Whoa, what is this? Shaffir, who is best known as a freaking appearance's Joe Rogan Experience, which I watch all the time, is punching Bobby Lee in the face over a girl, follows his tweet by claiming he was hacked and made his account protected. But that is difficult to believe when you consider how critical of Kobe he's been over the years. A heavy points out, on January 1st, 2020, Shaffir joked the late NBA commissioner David Stern was in the room when Kobe raped that chick in Denver. I'm glad he's dead. Whoa. Shaffir tweeted, "Hey, feminists in LA, how come you're giving Kobe Bryant a free pass on that rape? This is a serious question. Have some balls for once." While in February 2015, Shaffir tweeted, "Bill Cosby and Kobe Bryant are pitching a show called Lay Down or Fight. It's an odd couple type." Okay. If Kobe Bryant was not deceased, R.I.P. Kobe, you know, I paid my respects. I had my own little moment where I sat here and I thought about, oh, yeah, he was a great basketball player. Like, in middle school, I only wore Kobe's when I played ball, you know. Made mad layups for that dude. This is a little bit funny, though, right here. How him and Bill Cosby should have a TV show. He also commented, "Such great news. Hashtag fuck the laters." On Bert Kreischer's Instagram tribute of Kobe Bryant, "We're talking about the death of 9 people, including 13-year-old girl. Shaffir's fans have come to expect his celebration of death as a shimmick." This shit's stupid. "The real comedy is how those fans of Ari's are acting like this is comedy gold. Beyond cringe. Any idiot can spew shock factual material to trigger the internet during a moment of sensitivity. It's trolling 101. So, Ari's whole Twitter account, I believe, and his whole comedy in general, I've watched plenty of his like stand-ups. It's pretty much just stories of him being an asshole. That's what he likes to do. It's him as an individual. He likes being a cunt. And it is what it is at the end of the day, I guess. It's still fucked. I'm still upset. But at least now you know pretty much what I know. And I feel like if you took time out of your day to listen to this shitty-ass podcast, instead of just researching it yourself and or not caring and I'm disinforming you, then I appreciate you for those views and for those weirdos who see me walking on campus and like, hey, I listen to your podcast, and I shake their hand, and little do they know I just scratch my balls, and you know, it's a whole thing. And I just like the fact that he got fucking his shit canceled. What's it? Comedian show canceled after discovering. What do you mean comedian show? The New York Comedy Club reportedly canceled a show for a well-known comedian. A whole club canceled his shit?
Ooh, that's crazy.
No. There's really no excuse for it. I mean, I understand it's him as a person, but it's kind of fucked up. By kind of, I mean it really is. And I just want to apologize for everyone out there who has lost somebody and had someone like this cunt ruin the reputation of their, like, name. Because I understand everyone has a bad past, but it's not really, you shouldn't focus on negatives in this time of sensitivity. You should focus on positives, highlights, you know, whatever you got to focus on. And plus, no plus. All right. I'm going to wrap up this episode of One Guy Real Questions. Once again, shout out to my buddy Matt's girlfriend. I don't know your name. It's okay. Because I'll probably never meet you. And if I do, that's cool. Maybe I'll help you move into your house. I don't know. Talk to Matt about it. Once again, that sponsorship, beautybeyond.co, great website. I probably won't buy anything off it unless he lowers the prices to like 50 cents for sex buddy membership type shit, like friendship. You let your buddy jack you off and then you get $5 off. Well, I should have shit for free, Nelson. This is how it works. Send me some merch. Do whatever you gotta do. I hope Brockport's treating you well, even though you ran that 25 something and that 200. Very upset. Hopefully, I'll see you soon at another track meet, buddy. I love you. You know, you're like a brother to me that kind of acts like a sister. But, you know, it's whatever. Your vagina is whatever. We can talk about that later. I'm gonna wrap it up here. Thank you for listening to One Guy Real Questions. And that was TikTok. That's how eager I am to get the fuck off this podcast. Thank you for listening.